Breed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you for one more hour. These hours just fly right by. I'm reminded of my mother, who David Kodria, my guest for this hour, has met on more than one occasion, saying to me at one time, can you really talk about that subject for one hour? Boy, how we've grown from that. And at that time, this program was 1 hour inside the Beltway of Atlanta, otherwise known as the Perimeter 285 that encircles the city of Atlanta. And now 3 hours on hundreds of radio stations around the country and continuing to add stations at quite the clip. You're hungry for this information. This is the one topic that the mainstream media just simply will not touch with you. Unless they're disparaging you, they simply will not touch it. Unless they're giving David Hogg a ton of airplay, they simply won't touch it. They won't talk about the incident at the Kroger right down the road from these Crossbreed Holster studios on Friday, where a lawful concealed carry permit holder used a firearm to dust three individuals. No, they didn't die, but he stopped the threat, put them all on the ground, sent them all to the hospital with bullet wounds at the risk of bleeding out because they chose him as a victim. So there's something about that I want to ask David Kodria about in just a little bit, and it has to do with open carry versus concealed carry. I had the question asked to me if I knew whether that individual was open or concealed carry. Maybe you see where I'm going with that now. Maybe you gearheads do, but maybe the rest of you don't. I'll explain that in just a minute. But lots to talk about in this hour, tons of it. We'll start first with Happy Father's Day. Love you to death. Moms, single moms, your fathers. Everybody's a father when you got kids. I'm telling you, it's quite the job. And I guess my dad looks at it sometimes. He says to me, it's payback. Because I'm getting a little bit of that now with a couple teenagers. But that's quite all right. They keep me young. I can promise you that. Let me go right to David Kodria. David, I'm just going to jump right in with you, man, because there's so much to talk about. And I want to go back over some of your writings dating back all the way to the beginning of May that I want to hit with you and maybe get some updates on some topics and maybe hit a few things that listeners don't know anything about and bring some voice to what it is you write about out there. Sound like a plan? And happy Father's Day, David.
Happy Patriarchy Day to you too, Mark. And I will try, but let me tell you something. I actually had a guy get irritated with me on social media a week or so ago because he was asking me about something and I couldn't recall what it was he was talking about. But you wrote about it. And I went and looked into it, and yeah, it was something I wrote about like 6 years ago. Okay. and then I told him, look at my blog. Just this year alone, I have over 2,200 entries representing blog posts, representing articles that I've written for Ammo Land or for Oath Keepers or for Firearms News or for Guns Magazine or for any of the other clients that I'm writing for. And there's absolutely no way that I can remember something and just automatically retrieve it. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. And so I will try. But what I focus on is what's in front of me. And there may, in fact, be articles that I've written within recent weeks that I'm going to need to be prompted on.
Oh, and I will absolutely do that for you because I have every one of them in front of me and I will be able to jar your bell. But I promise I'm not going to go back 6 years. That much I can promise. Oh, and by the way, Sean, have the chili dog. Now, you're probably wondering, what are you talking about? During the break, Sean said he was going to go home and he was looking forward to getting home, getting something to eat. He didn't know if he wanted to bake an egg dish or make some chili dogs. And I said, chili dogs, skin on, like a boar's head, you know, cracks when you break into it, you know, or a Nathan's or something like that. Throw that thing in a bun, throw some chopped onions on it, throw a little bit of chili on it, some mustard, and top it with some shredded cheese, Coney Island style. Oh, baby, yeah, go for it, Sean. Do it. Do it.
That's just wrong.
Just do it.
I can see a whole new chili dog and well armed segment for this show.
Yeah, well, put a little bit of bourbon on a glass over there on the side for you. You've earned it. You've been working all day, Sean. So go ahead and go home and relax and unwind a little bit.
Well, that's how I'll make it,
man. I'm telling you. Well, knowing you, you probably boil the thing in bourbon, wouldn't you?
Well, that's a thought.
That is a thought. Bourbon does seem to do some great things cooking with bourbon, but that's a whole other show. Wow. We'll talk about that later. All right, David, let me first off go back to that incident at Kroger's, okay? Somebody had asked me, do you know if they were open can? It was Mike from Arms Room Radio, Mike Pawarski, who joins me, you know, once a week or once every couple of weeks on The Daily Show. And he asked me, he says, Mark, do you know if that individual at the Kroger's was open carrying or if they were concealed carry? Because in Georgia, you can openly carry your firearm. With a permit, you can do it. And I said, you know, I don't know. I said, but I would doubt very seriously that they were openly carrying, because three thieves aren't going to walk through Kroger's and select somebody that has a handgun on them to try to rob in the parking lot when there are plenty of other victims. And he goes, exactly. Exactly. What a great point to make on a future conversation about open carry or concealed carry. Did you want to comment on that at all before we move on? That popped in my head when I looked at it, and we've done both. What do you think?
I know that there is the controversy, and there is the argument, and there is the you are telegraphing what it is that you have to the world. Police open carry, does that sometimes make them a target, or does that act like a deterrent? I would think that most of the time it would act like a deterrent. No one-size-fits-all answer to that, Mark, and the argument is going to go on.
It definitely is. There's a lot of truth, though, to what he said, and I caught myself when I said it, because it's quite a common topic that we talk about here, open carry or concealed carry, all right? Generally speaking, I'll just quote Massad Ayoub. If you don't know who Massad Ayoub is, he is the godfather of self-defense, the author of the 1980s book In the Gravest Extreme, still viewed today as the Bible of concealed carry by those who have read it and know anything about Massad Ayoub. He is still teaching his courses. And he is judicious use of deadly force classes. The MAG 20 and the MAG 40 classes are the Massad Ayoub group classes. 20 and 40 are some of the most sought after courses in the country. I've been fortunate enough to take them. And it's just, he's an amazing instructor. And he talks like this. And Massad would say to you, first off, I believe that open carry should be the law of the land. But having said that, I believe concealed carry is the tactical option that everyone should pursue. So having said that, I'll leave it at that too and agree with that. But it is a great question, and it is something. I just don't see three armed criminals go, oh, let's pick the person over there that's got the gun to go and rob and carjack.
I'd like to spin off of that if I could.
Please, go ahead.
Tangentially related, I've gotten into arguments before with people who say, yeah, if somebody ever breaks into my house, all I'll do is wreck the shotgun and the saddle and make them run away. And to me, it's like, why am I going to give away that tactical information to an intruder and or intruders and let them know where I am and what I'm equipped with? Why does it serve my interest to give away that tactical information? Can you tell me any like SEAL team or Ranger team or anything like that, if you're in jungle warfare or if you're in clearing out a building, where the advice is to go ahead and rack whatever it is you're carrying so that it will scare them away? No, you don't want to give away that information. And as far as I'm concerned, my answer to that is that I don't want them to know I'm there and that I'm armed and what I'm armed with until they wake up in hell and somebody tells them.
I'll tell you, well said. You know, we say the same thing about a flashlight. Do you want to telegraph your location with a flashlight on your? I mean, there's all kinds of tactical questions we could have that arise from that original question. But a different show. I wanted to get your perspective on that. The open carry, concealed carry has always been a fun topic whenever it comes up. And that one does open a can of worms. So you could easily go into a case at a Kennesaw, Georgia Waffle House. There were two open carriers were seated in there. Robbers dropped off. A couple of thugs went into the store, saw the armed individuals left, and got in the getaway car and later were caught. They were coming in to rob the place. And then that brings up, well, I thought Waffle House is a gun-free zone. Well, it is, unless you live right around here. And I keep telling you that the signs don't carry the weight of law, and most of the managers don't really care, but I'll leave it at that. So you do what you want to do, and you carry how you want to carry. I have no problem with that, but I would suggest to you that concealed, just like Massad Ayoub would say, is the better option. Okay, David, we're getting ready to take a break. So what I want to do when we come back is, are you up by any chance on the numbers in England? And what's happening to crime?
I know that numbers are rising.
Numbers are rising. So when we come back, what I want to do is give you the actual numbers from Daily Mail UK today. And let's talk a little bit about that off the cuff, about what we're seeing happen in England. You know, the model for what we should do here, just like in Australia, what we should do here. Take everybody's guns away so we can be just as safe as them. We'll talk about it with David Kodrier. Then I've got some questions about some of the stuff he's written, and I promise not to catch him off guard by any stretch of the imagination. David Kodrier, waronguns.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
All right, gun owner, the clock is ticking on this one, okay? How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me, and right now they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, it could be 17 Glocks, maybe 17 New Springfields. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. It always does. So don't put this off. Don't miss out, because you can win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com right now. Armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All of our sponsors can be found at armedamericanradio.com. And I've got another new one to announce for you coming up soon that you're going to love, I promise you. And I'm really thrilled to be bringing a company of this stature. And you know who they are. I can't tell you now, but I will tell you in the days to come. But I believe we've got everything inked and ready to go. And it's a good one. It's a good one. And I promise you that you are more than likely going to want one of these products. So I'm looking forward to see how the guys that put it together, what kind of package we got. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm glad they're coming here. I'm thrilled, proud, and honored that they want to be a part of this program, and you've noticed a lot of that lately. Make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com, please. The Gun A Day giveaway is going strong. It's the Beretta 92 up on the board right now. Go get it. If you've only got about an hour and, 19 minutes or something like that? I'm losing track of time. Got about an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 40 minutes, whatever the case may be. If you don't like that gun, you don't like the Beretta, then wait till tomorrow. But I don't know how long these are going to go. USCCA's got you covered. They want to train you. They want to educate you. They want to protect you. And they want to give you a gun. Armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to check out all the rest of our sponsors, Mantis X, MyPillow, Boondocks, McIlvaney ICA, ICA.gold, and all the rest of them. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, let me go to England for just a moment with you and give you some numbers. And off the cuff, unplanned, unscripted, the way our conversations always are, the wisdom from you is, I learn a lot when I hear you, just like we were talking about in the previous segment about taking away guns. Nobody has the right to do that. We would have to surrender them. That's absolutely 100% true, and I've never really heard it put in that perspective in the context with which we were talking. Great stuff. Now, England, not just London, England, the UK, the United Kingdom, not just England, the United Kingdom, crime, knife crime, up 22%. Gun crime, well, guns are banned, up 11%. Homicides up 9%. Sex offenses up 25%. Overall total crime up 13%. So if you add up those four categories, it comes out to about 16.75% total. So there's obviously some categories in there that they've left out. But nonetheless, David, can you imagine if those numbers were occurring on American streets right now? Holy crap, that you'd be going crazy. In essence, our crime numbers have been dropping. According to the FBI, you can go right to FBI.gov, Uniform Crime Report, UCR, and read them for yourself. And gun ownership is at its highest level. At its highest level in history. While these school shootings get massive coverage, our country's going the right direction. It seems to be the gun grabbers over in the UK that aren't. Am I missing something here, David? How would you look at that?
Well, the other thing that's intentionally left out of most of these stories is where the crime is coming from and how much of that is attributable to the taking in everyone, regardless of whether or not you have the capability of vetting these individuals that you're allowing into the country to see whether or not it is in your country's interest to allow them to come and live among you. And this is the kind of information that is brutally suppressed over there to the point where if you do advocate for caution along those lines, they have a man who's just got sentenced to prison, doing exactly that. And what the gun grabbers keep coming up with, though, is they'll take a look at the homicide records and they'll compare the UK to the US, and it will totally ignore, first of all, the fact that you can take the 5 million members of the NRA and there's no more peaceable population on the planet, even though they're the most heavily armed civilian population on the planet, and they will outscore and outperform in terms of peaceability gun-free Japan and other places like that. The thing about the UK is, particularly with this influx, you are going to see so-called gun crime, and I hate that term, so imagine quotation marks around it, and imagine it's one word the way the antis always like to coin these new terms. When it comes to that in the UK, we ain't seen nothing yet, and just wait a few years.
Yeah, you're right about that, because those numbers are going to skyrocket over. There's some interesting stuff here. Knife crime, let's just go to knife crime alone. Let's just say crimes committed with knives, because I'm with you. I don't like the phrase, but I'll use it because that's what it is used in the Daily Mail. Rising knife crime, percent of increase from 2014 to 2017, England and Wales. Take a look. This is the UK. Take a look at this. One, two, three, four, five counties, 100% or more increase. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11 counties up 50 to 99%. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13 counties up 25 to 49%. And one, two, three, four, five, only five, six, seven counties, 0 to 24%. Nothing below that. These are astronomical numbers that if these were happening, occurring across the United States in states rather than counties, oh my God, David, we would be in panic mode in this country.
And what you see is you see the typical knee jerk, again, progressives with quotation marks around it. The typical progressive knee-jerk reaction to ban things, and you have the London mayor banning knives, and a while back they had a move to get round tip knives to prevent stabbing deaths, although that said nothing about slashing deaths.
Right.
Mark, in high security prisons, you have to be on your guard so that you don't get shivved. I mean, has anybody ever watched Oz? If they can make a shiv in prison, how are you going to ban a population that's not in prison from owning a piece of metal and being able to file that down and to make a knife? Assuming the impossibility that they could, we would be seeing an increase in rock crimes and stick crimes. But the bottom line is what you're talking about is people who cannot be trusted with a piece of metal. And it gets to an old saying of mine, anyone who can't be trusted with a gun can't be trusted without a custodian. The same thing goes for knives. The same thing goes for anything that people can use or abuse to harm innocents. And the fact is, when you have people who are predisposed to harm innocents, the only way to protect society is to segregate those people from society, giving, you know, full due process so that justice is done and that you're not doing prior restraints on the rights of people who don't deserve it, but who nonetheless get blamed for it.
Let me take two things away from what you just said. I wrote them both down because I didn't want to forget them as I was rolling through here. We are getting ready to take a break here in just about a minute. Time flies, man. I know you know that you've been doing this with me a long time, David. But number one, someone who can't be trusted with a gun, you said can't be trusted with a knife, right? David, we still got you?
I lost you for a second.
That's okay. You said those who can't be trusted with a gun can't be trusted with a knife, right?
Those who can't be trusted with a gun can't be trusted without a custodian.
Without a custodian. Okay. I would stop short of that. I would say those, if you can't be trusted with a gun, you can't be trusted. Period.
Absolutely.
Number two. Hold that thought because we're getting ready to take a break. Let me get the second one out. You mentioned prisons also, right? Not only can they make a shiv in prison, but they're constantly finding heroin, methamphetamine, marijuana, cigarettes, and cell phones in prisons, all of which are banned in the highest security buildings, supposedly, in our country. We'll continue when we get back with David. Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway, sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com. To learn how you can properly protect and preserve your financial portfolio, check out McIlvaney ICA online at ica.gold, America's foremost precious metals advisors since 1972.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios as we are on the downslope now of the third hour. It's unbelievable how time flies. I'm talking to my dear friend, David Kodria. David, welcome back to the program. Let me go to New Jersey first before I start going to some of your writings. I want to ask you one question in particular about something you wrote about. But before I go there, New Jersey Governor Murphy assaults the Second Amendment just 4 days ago, or just 3 days ago. Oh, New Jersey. God heavens, what a mess. Oh, boy, I tell you. New Jersey is home to arguably the worst gun laws in the country. I could make the case that New Jersey is worse than California. Had it not been for the ban list in California, I think New Jersey would take the cake. But I could make the case either way for a lot of different reasons. But on Wednesday last week, New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy, this guy is just a god-awful. You get what you vote for, Jersey. I don't want to hear you complaining about it, my God, but this guy's the worst of the worst. He signed a total of 6 new gun control bills into law in New Jersey. 1181 requires the seizure of firearms belonging to people that mental health professionals have determined pose a threat to either themselves or others. I guess we trust every mental health expert because that's who they say they are, and that's what they claim to be. And they're all upstanding, honest, and very good at what they do. And we can trust them when it comes to making a determination to seize our firearms. At 1217, David, officially the Extreme Risk Protection Order Act of 2018, there is absolutely no room for due process in his gun-grabbing bill.
2757 requires background checks for all private purchases of firearms. I would say no, just don't do it. 2758 codifies regulations defining justifiable need in order to obtain a legal handgun carry permit. No one could get a permit in New Jersey anyway. All he did was seal your fate. It's that simple. 2759 prohibits individuals from possessing ammunition capable of penetrating body armor. Oh, good heavens. 2761 lowers the maximum capacity of magazine ammo from 15 to 10 rounds for all firearms except for firearms with 22 caliber magazines, which, by the way, David, 22 caliber happens to be the number one killer caliber in the country. I guess Murphy just that just escaped him, but I digress. Please take it away. What's going on there?
Wasn't there just an all-night art festival where a couple of mutts brought out guns and started shooting people, and they shot like 17 people were wounded, and there's a child that's in critical condition? And what I'd like to know is, what bill did Governor Murphy just sign that would prevent that?
Well, that's a good question. And the reason I didn't mention that New Jersey shooting is because I want to get confirmation of that. The reason I want to get confirmation is because with everything I just read you, it couldn't be possible that that happened in New Jersey. I think there might be a mistake. It might very well have been Pennsylvania. Maybe we should look into that, because New Jersey has very strict gun laws, and we all know criminals follow gun control laws. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's what I think. Every time something happens and the antis say something must be done, and they come up with all these hoops that they expect you and me to jump through that won't stop the people causing the problem one bit. And it comes back to, again, what I said before the break. Anyone who can't be trusted without a gun can't be trusted without a custodian. And the reason I didn't just stop it at can't be trusted, period, is because that's a nuanced statement, Mark. It takes into account the fact that there are minor children who can't be trusted with a gun, and they can't be trusted not to harm themselves unless they have loving parents and caretakers around them, and or there are mentally incompetent people who are institutionalized who would harm themselves. They can't be trusted with a gun because they, again, can't be trusted without a custodian. But again, we come back to, you need to have full due process, and the American Psychological Association is every bit as anti-gun as the American Medical Association. You can't tell me that they are not going to err on the side of disarmament. And in terms of appeals, that process has not really been spelled out. And if you were a psychiatrist with malpractice insurance and you were anti-gun, are you really going to say, well, this person who we previously adjudicated as being too dangerous to have a gun, we are now going to say this person is safe to have a gun? Are they really going to sign up to that? Or is the initial ruling based on their subjective anti-gun attitude basically the end game for your lawful recognized rights to keep and bear arms?
I'm not going to add anything to that. I'm going to let that stand on its own. Absolutely brilliant analysis from David Kodria, as always. David, let's go to another one. Let's move quickly here. You wrote about this woman, and this is an interesting case, Sawatu Salama Ra. And she is doing, she's pregnant, or not at this stage of the game, in prison for defending herself. Mainstream gun groups are silent. Left-wing Vox reported she had a concealed carry permit. The gun wasn't even loaded. Now she's facing 2 years in prison. Now you've got a lot of left-wing groups coming to her defense and wondering why groups like the National Rifle Association aren't. Well, when you inject Black Lives Matter and other left-leaning organizations into the case, Vox pointed out, as you said, they couldn't resist pointing out, that mainstream pro-gun groups, including the NRA, have been dispiritingly quiet because these left-wing groups are involved. Now, I want to point out that the Second Amendment Foundation case did put a press release out when this all of this became known, you know, asking for this to be looked at and to find out what violations occurred. David, here's the problem. First off, do you have any additional news on this? Do you know of anything that's been happening? Has there been any advancement or movement? I hope I'm not catching you off guard with that, but do you know anything, or have you heard anything about it?
Yeah, you're absolutely catching me off guard, Mark. That's why we love these things. Okay, but no, and I think that what we're talking about is, we are talking about yes, let's look into this and let's find out what the true facts of the matter are, because you and I both know that what we see reported in the DSM is what I call it, the Durante Stryker media, and I guess I won't waste time explaining what that means, but we can't actually trust what we read in the newspapers and what the reports are, and the antis are absolutely eager to embarrass the pro-gun rights groups and say, see, you only care when white people are involved and when minorities are involved. All of a sudden you clam up and you don't care about their right to keep and bear arms, which is absolute bunk. And so my recommendation, and it sounds like SAF's recommendation, is let's look into this and let's see if an injustice has been done. And from the reports, it sounds like an injustice has been done. And if those reports, in fact, are credible, then my recommendation is it would serve the gun rights community well if our representative organizations would step up to the plate and get involved and make sure. And I think what happens is when you get the radical organizations pointing fingers and saying, see, they actually hurt the cause and they actually hurt the case and they actually hurt the person that they are ostensibly trying to or saying that they're trying to protect.
Yeah, you know, this is a fascinating case for a lot of different reasons. One of them, and you mentioned in here, Jeff Cooper's essential rules, because in this case, she pointed an unloaded gun at her attacker. And her attacker had admitted to ramming the car into hers. Somebody ramming their car into me, I would feel my life was being threatened also. But what she did was she pointed a gun at somebody, and the gun was unloaded. And you rightfully point out, you know, she didn't have rounds in the gun. And you rightfully point out, when you do that, you better hope somebody doesn't call your bluff, because if they do, you're going to die. Here's, again, there's nuance here. There's so many mitigating things involved in this. But here's what I will say. The reason a lot of people, these type of cases don't get looked at immediately, is because a court has already seen this. Juries have made a decision. A jury made a decision in this case. And as a result of that, it tends not to get looked at. Why? Because the old adage is really true. You go into any prison, everybody in prison is innocent. They'll all tell you they're innocent. So when you look at this, you go, well, a jury's already spoken here. We tend to assume that the facts have come out and a jury rendered its verdict. And we tend to walk away from it and leave it at that. That's not necessarily the case here. And then from what I've looked at, this does need to be looked at. If we find out anything new, we're going to report back to you, I promise. When we come back, more with David Kodrio. Lots of stuff to cover in a very short amount of time. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back in for this, what is the final segment of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast from these Crossbreed Holster Studios this week. And the time just flies right by, especially when I've got somebody so fun as David Kodria. I want to apologize. I wish we had more time. I wish we could just keep going. I would love to do that with you. Lo and behold, we're going to be able to do it on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow because we can. So make sure to tune in 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. If I'm heard in your market around the country, whatever time it comes on, enjoy the program. Looking forward to being with you tomorrow. Remember, armedandresponsible.com, the gun a day giveaways, the Beretta M9A3, which is essentially the 92FS, basically, if you're familiar with the 92FS. That is essentially what the M9A3 is. It's a $948 gun at midnight Eastern time. It goes away. And, well, it might be Central Time. I don't know. At midnight, it goes away. You can figure that out yourself. Armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to check it out. And check out all of our great sponsors who support us and support you and support what we talk about when so many people want to take away our voice. We're not going to let that happen ever. I can promise you that. As long as God gives me lungs and breath in these lungs, I'm going to continue to talk to you about this. I don't care what they say. David Kodria, welcome back to the show. Let's move a little bit quick here, if I could, with you. And I as much as I hate, oh, first, guess what this is? You hear this, David? You hear that rapper? Right?
No.
You can't hear that? Hold on, let me make more noise. Hear this. Hear that?
Okay.
That's my new bump stock. Yeah, I got a bump stock, David, and I don't care who knows it. Because all it is a piece of molded plastic. That's all it is. A simple molded piece of plastic. Lots of people don't like it, and I have one, and I don't care who knows, because it's legal where I am, and I think it's going to remain legal. And I've got 37 acres I can shoot on whenever I want to, so if you hear the rat-a-tat-tat, it's my bump stock, okay? Go pound salt.
Let me make a confession then. I don't know how many dozen bump stocks I have here. I'd have to count the number of shoes that have laces.
There you go. Good for you. Let's talk, as much as I hate to do this, but you've written about it a couple times, and it is important. Road to change, repeating stealth tactic from prior Bloomberg bus tour. It is repeating prior tactics. And I think listeners need to understand what those prior tactics are, because it really pulls takes the wool over, or pulls the hood off, if you will, of these anti-gunners. What's going on here?
Yeah, they're planning a bus tour across the country, and they're going to make stops, and it's going to be, you know, heavily populated by news media and local dignitaries and things like that. But the problem is they do not publish a list in advance, an itinerary of their stops and what dates and what times and where they're going to be. And the reason that they don't do this is for the same reason that the Bloomberg No More Names tour didn't do it, is because when people did find out about it, gun owners were able to impromptu, without being paid, without being bussed in, show up independently and outnumber the gun grabbers. And that kind of spoils their little media event. And they did the same thing when Bloomberg tried his bus tour, and they're doing the same thing now with their new Magical Misery Tour.
Magical Misery Tour, I like it. In the piece, you reference, because they're starting in Chicago. And honestly, if I were them, I would end in Chicago. But I'm not them. That's just where I would want the final stop to be. Now, the media attention that this is going to get, David, is going to be off the hook. You know it. I know it. The networks will cover it like crazy. Will they show people like me or people like you that show up and maybe outnumber them in certain places, or will they just ignore that like they do the NRA convention?
I think that what you just hit on is exactly where I was going with this. When you do have an NRA convention and 80,000 people show up, the media is focused on the, you know, three dozen malcontents that Shannon brings with her with their bodyguards two blocks down the road. And that's what really gets the media attention. So rather than focus on the 80,000 armed American citizens who somehow managed to coexist peacefully without any altercations happening on the convention floor, instead, they want to focus on, again, like I say, you know, the bodyguarded malcontents that managed to muster a couple dozen people.
Yeah, I've often wondered that myself. But again, in the essence of time, I'm going to let that stand. Well done. This is one that really bothers me, because I know a lot of women who are involved in the firearms community. Kathy Jackson, Beth Alcazar, many, 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 many others. Jen Jakes, and just far too, Carrie Lightfoot, way too many to name. I'm not trying to leave any of them out. Cheryl Todd and many, many others. But you have a piece out on the 11th just about 6 days ago. Claims that disarmament benefits women leave out relevant facts. Boy, isn't that the truth. And what I'd like to know is, would it be possible ever that does a woman orange-clad wearing gun safety, Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is too, by the way, woman who reads an article, if she sees it or hears about it, of a woman using a firearm to defend herself from her killer or her potential killer and is alive, I gotta wonder what goes through that woman's head as a gun grabber. What do you think? Or is the agenda just simply that much more important than the life of the other woman who would feel empowered?
I believe that they are so programmed and so brainless in their lockstep following of the dogma, it's like they are cult zealots. And you cannot appeal with reason, you cannot appeal with logic, you cannot appeal with facts. And they would treat a woman like a Dana Loesch or any of the pro-gun women that you've talked to on this show, the Kathy Jacksons and the people like that, almost as sex traders, if you will, the same way they will take a minority individual who expresses a conservative viewpoint and come up with all kinds of pejoratives for not being in lockstep with what is essentially a stereotype. And again, for progressives, every day is opposite day, and they say that they are for one thing, but what they accomplish is the exact opposite difference. And so when you see names being applied to people like Thomas Sowell or people like Herman Cain or people like Ben Carson or any of those people, because they're not in with the collectivist dogma, and you see them basically being absolutely, I'm trying to think of the right word for it. I think you know where I'm going with this.
I do. And I know the listener does as well, too. These people, I believe, David, I'm going to coin a new phrase here, but they're almost criminally ignorant, okay? To the point that their stupidity, and because you know me long enough, you know that I've said regularly for years, ignorance when left unattended breeds stupidity, particularly in today's day and age with all the technology we have available to us. To remain ignorant today is by choice. You've got the answers to everything you want in your pocket if you choose to use it and find it out. The fact of the matter is these women are not interested in a debate. And I'll tell you, if you run into an orange-clad woman, don't talk to these people. They're not interested in talking to you. They're interested in taking what you have. They hate your guts. They're not interested in debating. Don't worry about debating them. It's as simple as that. Understand that you are now in the arena. You are now in the arena. And that arena is a combat of ideas. And we will win the fight in the arena, in the battlefield of ideas and rights and freedoms, because we do have rights and freedoms and the Constitution on our side. David Kodria, waronguns.com, right? Anywhere else, real quick?
That'll do it. That'll get you everywhere.
Waronguns.com. David Kodria, I love you. Happy Father's Day, brother. I'm so glad you could be here with me today. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get up and do it again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Until we meet again, enjoy the rest of your Father's Day. And remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. I love you guys, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.